Now, take the volume of sodium hydroxide corresponding to the first equivalence point and divide it by 2. This is the volume of sodium hydroxide corresponding to the halfway point. Look up the pH at this volume from your table of data. This corresponds to the first pKa, which is reported as 2.16. You can see we are quite close. The second pKa value is equal to the pH value at the volume halfway between the first and second equivalence points, which should give a pKa of 7.21.